Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye.
Anais Mitchell is a folk singer-songwriter who writes character-based songs and musical stories. She grew up in Vermont, where her novelist father taught English and had a sheep farm. His picture is on the cover of her new album, Young Man in America, just released this month by Righteous Babe Records. In 2010, she gained attention for her folk opera concept album, Hadestown. It told the story of Orpheus set in Depression-era America and featured Justin Vernon as Orpheus. Because of the nature of Hadestown, I asked Anais if Young Man in America was also a concept album.
Yeah, a lot of people have asked if this is a concept record or not, and I think maybe that's because Hadestown was like so thematic that we're sort of expecting something like that. And this, the Young Man record is, there's a few characters that kind of recur, and there's themes that recur, but I'd say it's more of a meditation on some similar themes. I don't think of it as having a through line as a story.
Right. Now, do those themes reveal themselves after you've written all the songs, or did you have the ideas going in?
Yeah, I didn't go into it thinking, you know, I shall write an album about this.
Right.
My dad, or like work, alcoholism, or things like that. But I guess that sometimes when a song comes, it brings along a friend, you know, and this one brought along some friends and cousins and brothers, and they all sort of linked arms and waved the same flag, some of them. So they end up being on the same team.
Gotcha. Young Man in America is a really powerful song and a powerful image. What's it about? I guess that's the big question, because it seems to be about America. It seems to be about... well, tell me.
Yeah.
Rather than have me struggle with it.
Well, the young man character kind of leaped out of... I was driving my car, and that first stanza came about. My mother gave a mighty shout, opened her legs and let me out. Hungry as a prairie dog, young man in America. And so it was really like this character announcing himself.
Mm.
Here I am.
And the character seems from the past, but very present as well.
Yeah, I think he encompasses a lot, and for sure, you know, he's based on people I know, and there's a lot of me in him as well. He sort of became a catch-all for a lot of different feelings that I was having and things I was thinking about. He's connected to the Wilderland song, which is really like a sort of a setting of the stage for him, And the Wilderland song was definitely, it was influenced in some way by the recession. And I remember seeing some footage of some families that had been put out of their houses in the housing crisis, and their furniture out on the street. And this idea of America as this wild land, this Wilderland, this wild place, which is a sort of a frontier country. Every man for himself. You don't know if the government's got your back. You don't know if your neighbor's got your back. And there's sort of this sort of feral feeling to that song. And the young man, kind of like, that's the home. That's the nation that he lives in, where he doesn't have anyone to answer to. He feels very lost and alone, and he gets really high and low, and he's very desirous and hungry and never satisfied. So I guess, you know, other people have said that, like, oh, you know, it's a metaphor for America, and I didn't intend it to be that way, but for sure, America is comparatively a young man in the world of nation men.
And you say you may know some people who this might resemble as well.
It's true. It's true. I think of him like a totem pole in some way. Like, he has all these different things in him. He wears these feathers and furs, and he has a lot of old British. He's got this black and roving eye, which is an old British ballad phrase. But he's got a lot of sort of Native American clothing that he wears too. So he encompasses a lot of things.
I found it to be an attractive character. I liked this character, even though he was pretty you know, there was some darkness there.
Oh, good.
Can you do, I guess you have to do those two together, right?
Yeah, we would love to do those.
Great.
Of alcohol, raving in a field of rye, with
wonderful, a powerful piece of music. That is the title track of Young Man in America with Wilderland. Before that, Anais Mitchell is our guest. Noah Hahn is playing the bass, Ben Davis, the other part of the rhythm section on the drums, and Rachel Reese, well, she's playing it all. She's playing both Fender Rhodes and guitar on that. A lot of people first heard you with Hadestown, but you had a career before then, and I'm curious as to what attracted you to do this in the beginning, because you're such a writer. I wonder if it was the writing or the performing. What led you this path?
I think that I wanted to be a writer of some kind. My dad was a writer and an English teacher, and words have always been really important to me. And at some point, it just kind of seemed like this was the way to do it. Maybe if I learned to play guitar, people would pay attention to the words that I wanted to string together. And I also came of age musically, like with a lot of really powerful female songwriter role models, Zani DeFranco and Dar Williams and Tori Amos and people like that. And there was something so bold about those women, and really emotional, fearlessly, like hard on the sleeve and cathartic. And that's when I knew, that's when I picked up the guitar. I knew that I wanted to do something like that.
How has your writing changed since you started?
Well, I certainly, when I first started, I was really influenced by a lot of protest music, and I wrote my first record, Hymns for the Exiled, is pretty straight up political songwriting, you know, and I really set out to do that and sort of set a task. And I was a student during the first term of W. Bush, and there was just all kinds of crazy stuff happening. It felt like something I wanted to write about. And I'd say that at some point I found that the language I couldn't make the language come in the way that it used to, in that sort of soapbox way. And what became more interesting or magical for me was to be able to tell stories and to tell stories through songs. And Hadestown is a big, you know, example of that, because it is one story that all the songs kind of lean on each other to create. But I really I've always admired the ballad tradition and songs as stories that have a beginning and an end and characters.
Writing political music is not easy.
I agree.
You can come down on the wrong side of that very, you know. And there's this whole thing about, they say it about film and about any kind of writing, is that it is much better to show something rather than tell people something. And it seems that your work is still political, but you're doing a lot more of showing.
Oh, that's cool to hear. Well, I think music is inherently, it's a thing you feel, you know, you think about it, but you also, you feel it, and you feel it in your body and you feel it in your heart. And it's emotional in this way that the most awesome letter to the editor, you know, that's a different skill. Or I like that a song can make you feel something or expose a sort of a humanity in any situation that goes beyond logic.
Now, there are shepherds in that song we just heard, Young Man in America, but there is a beautiful ballad on this album called Shepherd that I understand is influenced by your dad's writing.
Yeah, it's actually based on a book my dad wrote when he was a young man about my age. It's my dad on the cover of the album,
right.
And that photograph, I think, was a promotional photograph for this book, which he wrote in the late 70s. And it is called The Souls of Lambs, and it's out of print now. And the song is really just the first chapter of that story.
Well, listen to this, because this is a great dilemma in this song. It's good.
Said the shepherd to his wife, the crop of hay is cut and dry. I'll bale it up and bring it in. and beat the storm. And then there is another chore. Today the baby will be born. You'll take me to the hospital, said the shepherd, if it's true. 'Twere better if I stayed with you. I'd rather let the harvest go and hasten to the hospital. Nay, she told him, I'll be fine. We both have laboring to do. You do yours and I'll do mine. And the babe will wait till the work is through.
Shepherd, a very nice version here in the World Cafe studio from Aeneas Mitchell, playing live for us today, music from the new album called Young Man in America. Thank you guys so much. It was really, really nice.
Thanks so much for having us.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.